dangerous. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Here we are.
Hey guys, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
We've done this gig before.
Welcome. You know what I was singing actually the entire time I was on my way here was, you know, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Woo!
The Mama's Day episode.
It's the Mama Day episode.
I don't really necessarily have any news stories per se, but I do want to talk. I want to talk about things, but I also don't want to spoil things.
Okay. You have things that you don't want to spoil?
I do, and I feel like you know what those things are.
Ooh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It is about female empowerment.
It is about female empowerment, but we haven't made any, like, solid plans. But keep your eyes open, because...
Oh, it wasn't about that.
Oh, it wasn't about that.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil anything, but, like, goddamn, I didn't expect that one to end up being pretty powerful female.
Wow.
Like,
okay, and you know what?
Anyways.
But anyways, I have no news stories because I wanted this to mostly be about moms.
Yes.
And I didn't have any mom stories.
But you saw the news, yeah.
I do have a correction, though.
Oh, you have a correction?
I do.
All right, what's your correction?
So, I had talked about Joe Westfall on mine, and I saw Joe Westfall.
Yes.
It was such a surprise. It was so great. She listened and everything.
Aww, and she was like, I really enjoyed it, however.
Yeah, no, she was like, I just wanted to let you know, the back of our jackets actually says SWAT team. So it's like the SWAT team.
Oh, that's so clever.
I love them.
So clever.
And I actually have a picture of them.
The twat team. That's great. Oh, I get it now.
I know. So we only have a shorter episode here today.
Yes.
But we are cramming it full of moms.
Badass moms.
So I'm going to let you start.
Oh, you're going to let me start?
Mostly because I had to look up a microphone and I lost my list.
Gotcha. Okay, well, so we're talking about badass moms for you know, Mother's Day. And the first thought I had was, like, badass working moms, because apparently that's just me. And it brought me back to the idea of, you know, like, breastfeeding and how we're trying to fight the stigma of breastfeeding, like,
yes,
in public, and the fact that we're doing it again, which it came and went into fashion, and it comes and goes into fashion constantly.
Can I pause you for just one quick second?
Go ahead.
Because Winston just last night found out that I breastfed him, and he lost his shit. He was like, hey, Mom, when did you start getting grossed out when I started touching your boobs and your armpits? And I was like, well, first of all, I've always been grossed out that you touch my armpits.
Like, that wasn't...
Nobody should ever touch anybody's armpits.
Nope, never.
Because, ew, especially mine, they're so gross all the time. Second of all, I've never been grossed out that you touch my boobs, but did you know that you used to, like, feed from my boobs? You used to drink milk from my boobs? And he was like, ew, gross, stop. And he flipped. He did not like that information.
It was like,
he
no,
did not.
Take it back.
Yeah,
take it back.
He hasn't even, like, looked at me since last night. He's like, nope, no, I will not accept this as a fact.
So we are fighting the stigma around breastfeeding right now, and it's always gone in and out of fashion. There's, like, this whole thing about, when, you know, you're wanting to show off that you have money, that, like, you would have somebody else breastfeed your child because you couldn't be, you know, dealing with all of that. And then there was the whole thing where we figured out formula finally, and which formula is an amazing thing. I'm not saying that every child should be breastfed. Not everyone can breastfeed. Not every child can take breast milk.
And we're not by any means saying that moms who don't breastfeed are bad moms.
Right.
Or not worthy of having children by any means. Because as a matter of fact, when Winston was a baby, he had to have a blood transfusion and he had to have my breast milk and formula because I was not able to
produce enough to, like,
get him all of the vitamins he needs.
And then I do know of babies who, like, they had to have very, very special, like, formula.
Sensitive tummy formula.
Like, even worse than that, like, just, like, this really expensive formula, which I can't even understand how they can make babies' formula so expensive. That's just outrageous.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
It is insane.
But anyways, in the vein of breastfeeding, I think that it needs to be normalized. And I love that it started in the way that it started in 2017. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but in 2017, Senator Larissa Waters breastfed her baby, and like she was the first woman to ever do it on the floor of Parliament.
Well, and first of all, bringing your kid to Parliament
to work in general, to work in general is just like
ridiculous.
I mean, not only was it like, I have a newborn baby, I'm coming back to work, and I'm going to bring my baby. It was also being like, I'm also showing up for all the women that are breastfeeding and working, and this is what it's like.
Right.
Like, and you know, women will go and they'll...
No, I'm not going to hide in the bathroom.
Right.
I'm not fucking pump.
I'm going to sit here in front of you and be like, no, this is what it looks like to be a human being.
Exactly.
And so then she won a case that said, like, you can actually do that on the floor. So that was in 2017, and then in 2018, motherfucker, I'm not trying to...
Oh, I'm keeping that. Oh, you guys get something special with this episode, because your girl is editing this one.
Right?
Oh my God, we didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh God, hi. We will do that. Give me a second. Because I'm already under, so deep under in this episode. So, anyways, here in America, it was April 19th of 2018. So, just a year ago, Senator Tammy Duckworth won the right to breastfeed on the Senate floor because she changed the rules. And I love this idea. Because you think of the Senate, and you think of women, like, breaking into the Senate, and it's a fucking boys' club. It is such a boys' club. There's stories about how men, like senators, don't understand how women bleed and how tampons work.
They don't know where babies come from.
They don't do that shit. They're just like old men that are scared.
They think that women think that tampons are like sex toys.
Right. No. Yeah. You've heard those stories.
And it's like, just like, what?
What are you talking about?
In your mind.
You need to stop. Just clench. I don't know how they think you can stop the bleeding.
Hold it in.
When have you ever been able to stop bleeding from anywhere?
I am currently trying my damnedest to hold it in.
Hold it in, girl. I mean, like, no, you don't need to leave. Squeeze it in. Mm. So just the idea that she was like, I'm going to breastfeed my baby on the Senate floor. And she won a ruling that stated, yeah, you can do that. I love it.
I love it.
And we're in Columbus, Ohio, and you're allowed to walk topless through the streets of Columbus, Ohio. And people, which they don't often do, walk topless throughout the streets of Columbus unless you're at ComFest.
Right.
But people still have this, like, ridiculous stigma about a woman breastfeeding in public. And
yes.
If you have a problem with it, the problem is you.
Exactly, right?
You're the problem. Stop sexualizing my body. I'm feeding my baby.
Exactly.
It is not, like, and that's the problem. Like, women's bodies are only meant to be sexualized. So when you see them doing anything outside of sexual things with the items that you deemed sexual... Suddenly it's a problem. So
right.
Go fuck yourself. So that's my first, like, badass mama. I'm going to give a hand clap to Senator Tammy Duckworth for being like, I'm bringing my baby to work. I'm breastfeeding on the floor. I'm not going to go to some stall in the bathroom to feed my child. You eat your lunch in a bathroom stall. You eat
your lunch.
If
you're so disgusted, get the fuck out.
So that's my first badass mama.
So let's introduce ourselves. I'm going to cut it. I'm going to pop it in the front.
Set that, reverse it.
Put your thing down, flip it, then reverse it. It's your flam, I'm a flam flat.
Yes, just like that. That's exactly what it sounds like.
This is Betty's wedding month.
It is my wedding month. I'm getting married in 17 days as of this recording. 17 days.
When this comes out, you're getting married in...
Carry the one. Remove the X. Y stands for
13 days.
Ooh.
Oh my.
13 days. Like less than 2 weeks.
Which is why I'm editing this. And
we're doing a shorter podcast.
We're doing a shorter podcast. And hey, this is also going to be our last
actual recording month
right.
for the summer, because we are ending season one.
season one.
We're at the end of season one of Revolution Rosie.
Now, here's where the fun starts, though.
Okay.
So, at this point, we're professionals.
Totally profesh.
So profesh that we're going to start, well, I am, out of sheer boredom, an entire Spotify playlist based off of every episode we've ever released.
Which is going to be so much fun.
So much fun. I already have a list started for every episode.
I am very, very excited about this.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited about what you're going to do with, like, NASA and,
oh my God.
And Avril Shaw and
it's going to be...
The Carrie Fisher, Lucille Ball one is going to be you do have actual goosebumps.
I have actual goosebumps.
They're actual goosebumps.
I know. I get weird about music. Like, I get so weird about music. And, like, oh my God. And we have a Columbus episode.
Yes.
Where we talk about the city that we are from.
Yeah.
So I am so excited to have bands that I'm friends with on this podcast. And I am like, oh, and we're trying to get our podcast on Spotify. And we've applied to festivals.
Yes, we applied to our second actual festival, the first one that is directed towards podcasts.
Yes. So the first festival we did, we, roll of the dice got in.
Which was amazing. And it was such a great experience. We had so much fun doing a live show.
We're
so excited to do more live shows.
And
we could have more live shows coming up soon. So keep an eye out.
Yes. And by next season, we will start up probably again in August, maybe sooner if you're lucky. But up until then, I plan on releasing at least one Spotify playlist a week until then, starting in June. I will screenshot a set list of what is on there every single week and put it on our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook.
So make sure you're following us there.
Yes.
And we'll probably release little bits here and there because we're going to still be getting together to work on stuff. So we might be sending out some teasers. Keep an ear out for that.
Yeah, because we're going to release in bulk because we've learned our lesson.
We're smarter than that.
Now that we've kind of introduced ourselves, I'm Vivian Vega. This is Betty LaRue. Like I said, she's getting married soon.
Very soon.
So she is... Oh my God, and there's her future husband! you want to say hello?
Hello, Rosie.
Oh my God.
Did that make you quiver? It made me quiver.
I just bled in my pants.
I have that effect on people. I hope I don't.
Hey, by the way, Winston learned to ride his bike, pushed himself off all by himself and everything today.
So proud.
Didn't fall. Got ice cream and everything. So did I.
The thing about being a parent is when your kids get ice cream, you get ice cream.
So great. Anyways, Vivian Vega, Betty LaRue, getting married, Spotify playlist, boom, boom, boom. All right. I don't have as many details as she does.
Oh,
here's
I don't have
why.
Very many details.
Because I have lists. I have lists of pop culture moms.
Yeah!
Pop culture moms. Pop culture moms. Okay.
It's very fitting for you to do pop culture and me and to do politics.
The most,
you guys get a little bit of everything here.
So there's a
I'm all about it's women like stomping their feet and being like,
And I'm like, you know what? Let's read and watch movies and shit. Listen to music. So I did one of my favorite musician moms on the very first episode. Patti Smith had musician babies.
Amazing musician babies.
So she doesn't count. But I also am going to talk now about moms in movies and TV and books and things. So who do you have a favorite?
Like a favorite mom?
Like in a movie or a book or anything?
Okay, so I was thinking about this because you asked me about it. And I'm like...
It could be like a cartoon. It could be anything.
My favorite cartoon mom? I wish I would have thought of this earlier. Linda.
Linda Belcher?
Yes.
I knew it.
Linda Belcher is so me.
It's so funny.
Like, as a mother, I'm going to embarrass my children my husband.
Well, and you know what? I was like, okay, I feel like the obvious one is Peg Bundy because...
Well, yeah,
She's not the best mom.
She's not the best mom. I love Peg Bundy.
As a
style icon.
Sure.
I love her. However, if we're going like straight up like a good mom, Linda Belcher.
So as a mom, as a mother figure... Molly Weasley is...
Oh, she's so good. She reminds me of my mother in a lot of ways.
Yes. Where she's very, 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 very sweet, but she will kick your ass if she needs to.
Well, my mom won't kick your ass, but she's very, very sweet.
Listen, if Bellatrix comes in and calls you a bitch,
my mom's gonna
be mad. She's gonna come in and be like, nah, who you calling a bitch, bitch?
But no.
And then you'll be like, whoa, mom.
Mom, hold up.
Whoa, it's cool.
Very good. Very good.
She's my favorite, like, as a mom, but she's not like the coolest mom, you know what I
mean? But she's a really great mom.
She's a great mom.
She's a great mom.
So, like, when you say, like, mom, I like to think of, like a realistic mom. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's like a witch, and yes, it's like a, you know, a fairy tale right. kind of book, down, but she's like a mom, you know what I mean? Kind of,
like, yeah, you can, she treats people like a mother.
She's always got something cooking, mm-hmm. and she's like, you know, got a home. Same with, like, Linda Belcher. She's, like, sarcastic, and mm-hmm. she's, like, silly, and her boobs hang low, and she is just, her pants are high, and I love her.
I love her so much. She's
but
good.
Now, if we're going for, like, hot, unachievable mom,
mm-hmm.
Morticia Adams.
Ooh,
right?
Good choice. Good choice. Yeah, you're thinking way outside of the
right.
box that I, like.
Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
Unachievable
really
mom
good.
Status.
Really good.
Can never be her. Wanna be her.
So
wish.
Good. I do love the very, like, before the 1990s, like, mid-1990s, like, aspect about Morticia, which was, oh, you're going to play with a switchblade? Have fun, dear. Which is a very, like, before 90s idea of, like, a mother, where it's just like, okay, but don't bleed on my carpet.
Right, right. I don't know. There's just something about her, like, and just, like, her and Gomez's relationship is just so sexy.
Oh,
it's so
super
hot.
Sexy.
Super sexy. But so here's the thing is I was looking up. Do you want to go on to your next one?
No, I'm still here with you. I'm here with you.
Okay.
Because, I was here with you and I have another one. So
okay.
You keep going.
So I was looking up iconic moms in pop culture.
Got
okay,
it.
As you do in these
Got
situations.
It.
And they were giving things that I just could not agree with.
Okay.
Now, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay, we were talking about Game of Thrones earlier.
Okay.
Catelyn Stark.
Okay. I mean, she's a good mom, except for the fact that she treats
Jon Snow
shitty.
Like shit.
Yeah, no.
She treated Jon Snow
so,
like shit.
And
that is exactly why I could not abide by it.
I get that, like, but she took it out on Jon.
Yes. It's not
it's
his
not
fault.
It's not his fault. He was brought into this
exactly
and he had
right.
no choice. So.
Exactly right.
No, I get it. I get it.
It is a kid. I would never.
No.
I
no.
would never.
So that, I like,
see?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I
okay.
agree with that 100%.
And then another one they listed that I felt was problematic was the mom on Weeds. Did you ever watch the show
no,
Weeds?
No, I didn't watch Weeds.
Okay. That show, first of all, got fucking out of control. All right, like, whoa. Yeah.
I've heard some out-of-control things about
Should
it.
Should I not be cussing? Is your mom going to listen to this?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
My mom doesn't know what a podcast is.
My mom calls it a blog, but I hope that she listens to this.
I love that your mom calls it a blog.
She's the cutest.
It's amazing that your mom
she
calls it a blog.
She's the cutest.
It's so cute.
She listens to it and still calls
she
it a
does.
Blog.
It's really cute. She's like,
I'm
I
obsessed.
Have this woman that you should look into for your blog. And
I'm
I was
obsessed.
Like, God damn it. You're so cute. Voila.
I know. I'm obsessed with her. I found this list and I was like, okay, I don't know who some of these are. I'm going to look into them. And Paula, my mom, Linda Belcher was on, because she is Linda Belcher, but Linda Belcher was on a lot and I was very happy about it. Another one that was on it that I, oh man, see myself growing up to be.
Oh, I'm ready for this one.
Archer's mom.
Ah! I can see myself that way too, but I would never, I don't know, neither one of us could be that cold.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm worried.
I don't know.
I have a good fictional mother.
Who?
Maura Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes!
She's a great mother
okay.
in her own way.
And I love her as a human. Catherine O'Hara is the best.
Catherine O'Hara is, like, perfect and beautiful and wonderful, and I fucking love her.
Okay.
And just in general. But then Maura Rose, what I love about the Rose family, what I love about
oh,
the
they're a mess. David is the best character
but what I love about
of
them
any
is,
human being ever.
Even at the end of the day, when you typically do these, like, you know, fish out of water type stories where rich lose their money,
mm-hmm.
there's always this, like, we didn't love each other then.
And they stay together.
They do, but there was, there like, and it wasn't like their love grew from being poor. They had love when they were rich. Their love is still there, and the family dynamic is still there, and I really love the Rose family.
I actually we didn't just start the show. We started it a long time ago, but we forgot that we started it.
I did the same thing.
And so, and then we just hopped back in, and we just watched the episode where they, David walked in on them having sex.
And so good.
Oh, my God. And they were like, he's like, oh, my God, I did not see that. I did not see that. And they were like, he was like, you did not, it's okay what you saw. And he's like, please stop talking to me. Please stop. And it's just like, he's trying to, but it's lovely.
But it is really lovely. They have like a really great family dynamic. Yes. And she, for all of her faults.
Yes. Which are plenty.
Plenty. A plenty of faults. Like, I don't know. It's, they're
real, moms are supposed to.
They're real mother faults.
Especially rich
real
moms. I've never had one of those.
No. But like, her relationship with the daughter, because she was always closer to David, but her relationship with Alexis.
I see that real quick? Okay. I thought she was a Levy too, but she's not. Okay.
How did I miss the Daniel Levy?
Oh my God! How could you?
They look exactly alike. I didn't. How did I?
Oh yeah. And they produce it together. Isn't that fucking adorable?
It's so fucking cute.
I know.
The family aspect all around that show is really good. It's so good. If we're talking about...
Which makes it why it's so good.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure. It is.
But I have more pop culture moms, but I want you to talk about your next one, and I'm going to gather my list for more pop culture moms.
Okay, so we're going to go way back. Way back. Way back.
Okay.
Are you ready for how back this is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're talking 60 AD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you started telling me about it, and I was like, stop.
Stop talking about it.
I need to learn.
So,
actually, I have an old one that just popped into my head. Can I tell you one more pop culture mom?
Yeah.
That's a badass?
Yeah.
And then I'll go to my old one?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Beatrix Kiddo, the bride from Kill Bill.
Okay.
Okay. She's a badass.
Yeah.
Okay. She literally got a baby stabbed out of her, or shot out of her.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, on her wedding day.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
She, like, the baby goes and lives with the murderer. Well, the murderer, she didn't actually die, but they thought she died. And then she finds her later, and then she kills the dad because he tried to kill her, and then she has a beautiful relationship with the daughter. That's so cool! Man! She deserves that baby!
Yeah.
They tried to kill that baby out of her!
She worked for that baby.
She worked for that baby. She deserves that baby. Anyway, she's a really cool mom.
She's very cool.
Mom. Also, Endora from Bewitched is pretty cool too.
Yeah, she is pretty cool.
All right, keep going.
Going way back, way back, way back. When we decided to do this episode, we were like, we're gonna do like short little things, and we're like, let's talk about badass moms. And the first thing my brain said was like, warrior mom shooting a motherfucking arrow with a boot, like a baby on her breast. Like, that's where my mind went, because that's fucking phenomenally badass to me.
Totally.
So Boudica was the queen of the British Celtic Ascendancy.
If you have
tribe.
A baby, you should totally name it that, because it's going to be a redhead.
Boudica. Yeah. So Boudica was the queen. And her husband died. And her husband had said, I want my daughters to rule when I die. And when he died, there was a younger brother of his. And so they're like, no, 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 the man's going to rule.
Nah.
Her and her daughters were flogged and raped after they had said, like, we want this rule. They're like, no, 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 it's going to be the younger man. And then they fucking flogged and raped her and her daughters. And then she left led a fucking uprising and led a fucking army against them.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, I really want to get into the full story. I didn't get to, like, really, really read into the full story. But
well,
she
we have
pretty
plenty
much,
of time. We can do her again.
Yeah, no. She is fucking badass. And she is a folklore hero.
Because I have a pretty old one, too, that we could pair these with.
I have another old one that I can't wait to... I have some really cool old ones, so I'm so excited for us to do, like, way, way back.
Way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have a couple really old ones, too. One's, like, a saint now.
Oh, cool. That was... I have pirates I want to talk about.
Pirates!
Cool. Pirates. I'm so excited. But anyway, so she was a badass mother because she was like in kind of a Beatrix kiddo sort of way.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
Defend she was the like, babies.
Defend those babies. So she was like, I don't give a... So she led a very large army and defeated them and burned down two cities.
Woo!
So that's what happens when you fuck with a woman and her daughters.
Damn straight.
So maybe not so cool, but also like that's what happens. An estimated 70 to 80,000 Romans and British were killed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But be in the line of fire. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Don't. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, she seems pretty cool. So I was very excited.
Well, I'm going to, I mean, mine's fairly new, so everybody knows about this one. So I'm going to touch super brief, but mine is also royalty.
Ooh.
Because yours sparked an interest, and this is kind of coming up recently because of current events. So, you know, Prince Harry is having a baby.
Yes.
And there may be, there's murmurs on the streets that if it's a girl, it's going to be named after his mom.
Yes. I didn't
so
hear that.
I was going to talk, and I another person I want to talk in depth about later.
Yes.
Princess Diana.
Yes.
The people's princess.
Absolutely have to do a
princess. Yes, please don't take her.
I'm not going to take her. No. Totally.
But just the mystery around her death.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit. I love that shit. And also, I feel like talking about my mom in this episode,
mm-hmm.
I have to talk about Princess Diana because I remember the day that she died. Not my mom. My mom's still alive. I'm not putting that out in this universe. The day that Princess Diana died, a kid from my hometown also died in a car accident. And it was Oxrose Weekend, which is this big festival in our hometown where they literally roast an ox.
Ox roast?
An ox roast.
Okay, I thought you said ox rose. And I was
no.
I was imagining a completely different festival.
No.
Okay.
They roast
an ox.
An ox.
An ox.
Okay. Anyway, so Michael Brotherton was his name, and he died in a car accident the same day that Princess Diana died in a car accident. And my mom was really upset about a car accident, and I thought it was Michael Brotherton. So this was 96 or something, I think.
Let's say like 90.
97. So,
97, okay.
So I was seven or eight years old. And I was like, wow, did she know this kid? Like, what? He was in high school. Why does my mom know this high school kid? That's weird. But it was because of Princess Diana. Also weird. My mom knows a princess? Ha! Strange. But then I grew up and I realized, oh, my mom stayed home to watch Princess Diana's wedding, you know, from work. She stayed home from work to watch her wedding. And now she's staying home and watching the funeral. And, like, it's
yeah,
like she gets
I
to
could,
see this whole progression of like life and death and like
especially you know
and,
seeing the
you know,
royal weddings and
yeah,
all of that and all the talk
yeah,
around it.
Yeah,
I was really young for the whole Princess Diana thing
yeah,
as well. I was 11, but
I mean, you know,
yeah,
at that point,
12. I was 12.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you know what that
yeah,
is. You know, like,
but
oh,
I wasn't super familiar with her. Like, it's not
well,
like my
and then when you grow older
affairs,
and you're like, wow, she was kind of a badass.
Yeah,
she was friends with Freddie Mercury and shit.
We have so much to talk about.
Oh man, I'm not gonna
get into
it. I'm not because I just about told a story. Anyways, let's get into our women because I already know yours. You already know mine.
Yes.
Let's talk about them real quick.
Okay, let's talk about them real quick. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
All right, so this month, because it's Mother's Day, oh my God, I might cry. It just hit me. Anyways, this month, it's going to be Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, you're going to make me look like a real cunt.
No, it's fine. I cry every
That's
episode.
True.
It's
and,
not
and,
like
you know
a
what?
Change.
My mom already knows I don't.
Yeah.
So if I did, she'd be like,
well,
oh, shit. What did I do?
But no, because my mom actually, not only do I love my mom, we're talking about our mothers, by the
our
way.
Moms.
They haven't fucking figured that one out.
Wouldn't that suck if we were on mute this entire time?
Oh my God, it'd be a bitch. So actually my mom is amazing. She is kind of that, Weasley mom where you literally, she adopted everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I have multiple stories of this. When I was little, we grew up next to a train track and my mom made sack paper lunches for, a group of, hobos that got off the trains one time. and gave them the sack paper lunches. So they got back on.
Did you grow up in 1956?
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so some boxcar kid got off and my mom gave them
all
sack.
They're all dirty working from the coal mines.
Yeah, like, and what? She like gave them all sack lunches and left. And that like always stuck with me. And then when I was in high school, my mother would like, we adopted everyone. And it's something that I've like grown up with, and it's something that I, like, kind of spread, and I do want to adopt children one day, and I just want to adopt. Like, I just want to be, like, everyone is family, because not everyone is given family.
That's why they have 20 roommates, right?
It is. I'm like, this is our house. So, you know, when my best friend was having some trouble at home, my mom was going to bring her into our home, and almost adopted her to bring her into our home.
Yeah.
And then when there was a French foreign exchange student in my school, her name was Purnell. Her and I were somewhat close, not super close, but I found out that her and her, like, what do they call the families? But, like, her family here, the state's family, they weren't getting along. They were leaving our home. There's a name for it. I can't think of it. But they found out, like, it wasn't working out, and they didn't like each other, and the daughter was treating her badly, and they would just leave her at home. And we
first of all, shouldn't there be, like, a test?
Right. No. It's stupid. So, I guess, like, the mother was the only one in the household that actually wanted a foreign exchange student. No one else did.
That's not...
Yeah, I know. Anyways. So, my parents, we didn't even have an extra bedroom. Purnell slept with me in my bed our entire senior year and graduated with me.
Whoa.
My parents just said, you can't stay in a position that makes you unhappy. You can come and live with us. So, she lived with us for the rest of the time. Then... a few years later, like 2 or 3 years later, a boy from Mexico, Christian, came, and the family that he came to was an older couple, and when he got to the States, they were like, they aren't healthy enough to take care of you. They're not healthy enough to let you into their house. So Christian literally got to the States, bags packed, ready to stay for a year, no place to go. And
what?
The company, my parents weren't even foreign exchange, they weren't even a home. They weren't on the list or anything, but the woman knew my mom from Purnell and called my mom and called my dad and were like, this boy has no place to go. They took him in seconds notice, just took him in and had him for a year. They still keep contact. Jesus. They always want to go to Mexico and visit. I'm like, very sweet. I mean, like,
your parents are saints.
they're very loving, and they're very, like, you know, let everyone in. And this last week, so my mom lives like an hour away, and I've always been really sensitive about my family's money. We've never had any.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, when it came to my class ring, I chose the cheapest metals. When it came to my high school, like, senior pictures, I chose like the my parents never asked me to, but I chose, like,
you just knew.
I just, right. And they had done stuff for me. Like, they sent me to modeling school, and I know that wasn't easy for them, which is so silly. But, like, they did that for me, and they wanted so much more for me, but I never wanted to ask for it, and I never wanted to expect it from them. So during this whole, like, engagement, during this getting prepared, my parents have been like, what can we pay for? What can we pay for? And I've always kind of just been like, we're fine. They bought my dress. I chose a very inexpensive dress. I was planning on doing it anyways, because I wasn't planning on spending a lot of money on it.
Well, and I think when you grow up that way, it's kind of ingrained in you too. I feel like I'm the same way, where you kind of become accustomed to it.
Yeah,
it's not like, even a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to spend it. So the whole idea,
you're just used to it.
Well, the whole idea for the wedding, which the whole thought for my flowers, because I didn't want to spend a ton of money on flowers, was that my parents have a beautiful lilac bush out front. Lilacs are my favorite flower. It reminds me of, like, growing up back home. And I wanted to bring my parents to Columbus, because I know that with them growing up in the country and being in the country, and we don't get to be there, like, I want them to be here. My whole plan for flowers was just to use the lilacs that bloomed. I don't know if anyone knows about lilacs. They're a very fickle flower.
Just got a hyacinth, and I feel like they're the same. And, oh, my God, I'm having a struggle.
So, but with lilacs, they bloom early to, like, you know, like, right at the beginning of spring. The weather has to be perfect, and they only bloom for, like, 2 weeks. So my mom's haven't bloomed yet. Columbus has all bloomed. So, because lilacs bloomed early this year. So I planned the wedding around when lilacs were supposed to bloom. My mother's hasn't bloomed yet because it's been cooler up north. And I think that, like, I personally am like, yours are going to bloom. We're going to have tons of blooms. It'll be fine. My mother was like, I'm getting you a backup plan. Found a florist that had lilacs. Found the woman, talked to the woman, did all of this for me, like, handled it. They're going to pay for it. She's like, I just want to know that your bouquet is taken care of. So she just took it all upon herself, and not in a way that, like, I felt like she was undermining me or did anything. She kept me in the loop. She talked to me about it. But she was like, I want you to have beautiful flowers for your wedding. I'm going to give you this gift. And she handled it. And it was such a relief, because I didn't want to worry about flowers to begin with. That's why I was going to do the lilacs, and just whatever came to me was whatever came to me. And just, you know, I'll put together what it is in the end. My mom was like, I'm not going to let
that. You're the first wedding.
Yeah, I am the first wedding.
And she's like, not going to let that happen. No,
my aunt was a florist. And so she's like, nice flowers. So, like, my mom just handled everything. And now we're going to have beautiful bouquets made for us. And my mom just did that, like, 2 days ago.
She's awesome.
She's amazing. But yeah, that's what it's like. I don't know. My mom's an amazing woman that will adopt anyone.
And take care of shit.
Take care of shit. She's the Molly Weasley. She's like, your family's not taking good enough care of you. You don't have someone to rely on. Come to my home. I'll make you food. Even if it's just I'll give
fucking grilled cheese to the coal miners that hop off the fucking train from 1928.
Yeah. So they each had a sandwich and an apple.
Oh my God. A fucking carton of milk? Or was it in a bottle? Did the milkman come and fucking leave it on your doorstep? Where are you from?
But that's the thing, is like, even though we grew up with like nothing to give, my mother would give everything.
Oh, and she's still like that.
She's still.
Fun fact too, at the bachelorette party, I brought a music trivia quiz and she is the only one who knew any of it.
I get a lot of my music taste from my mother, and she has amazing music taste. My mother has amazing music taste.
I went there and I was like, oh, these are all pretty easy.
No.
These should be fine. Not a single fucking person got any of them.
I got this one.
And she's like, she was so excited. Oh, I got this.
She was so excited about it too.
I was just like, what the hell? Yeah.
She knew. I love it because my mom is very sweet and naive, and everyone looks at my mom and says, like, you know, like, how sweet and naive she is. You take her to karaoke and she will sing Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit every single fucking time.
Hilarious.
It's so good.
Hilarious.
Anyway.
So now it's my mommy.
It's your mommy.
And we got to post, like, pictures of our mom.
Oh my God, I have the best one. I have to find it.
Oh my God.
It's so cute.
My mom was/is such a babe. Like, I can't wait to get older. Okay, so my mom has had a history, and she's still learning so much about herself. So I have what's called a quote-unquote young mom. So she was the same age I was when I had Winston.
Okay.
And she had me. Before me, and I don't know that she wants me to tell everything about her here. So, before I release this, I'll ask her, you know, what's appropriate and what's not. But I find that it's very brave, and I find that her story is a very good one. Almost in the sense of an Edie Sedgwick kind of way, where it was very troubled. She was the popular girl, but she had some trouble, you know, when she was in high school, she was very athletic. She was very popular. She was part of the cool kids crowd, but she was made fun of a lot before that, where she, you know, they were poor, you know, and she had dark hair, so it was really greasy. And she grew up, you know, she first thought she knew who her dad was, and then turns out her dad wasn't really her dad.
Oh, my.
She was adopted by who her dad was. Her dad was abusive. To both her dad and, or to her and her mom.
Oh.
And then it was just a whole big thing. She had a stepbrother who, when she was pregnant with me, committed suicide. He was a heroin addict. They were all really close. Her and she had two stepbrothers. And her other stepbrother just recently passed away as well. I think that it was a heart attack. He was in a hotel room. He also had a drug and alcohol problem. It was just a very troubled family life that she had. She has a history of being raped. She got pregnant from a rape. She's had a miscarriage. She's had an abortion. lots of things in our history that a lot of people look down upon, but
are way more common than anyone would ever admit to.
I honestly find that to be so brave of her to be able, and she just recently...
Well, the fact that you are her daughter and you know about these things, because like most mothers wouldn't even tell their daughter.
And honestly, and this is, I think, part of what makes her so fucking badass, is that she just recently told me, I knew all about this because she thinks that she's very secretive. She's not. I know all of this. She's been abused in pretty much any relationship she's ever been in. But she's finding herself now.
Yeah.
She's going to a therapist. She was just diagnosed with PTSD. And this doctor is now putting her through mental exercises. And I think that her telling me is her way of kind of a therapy.
Yeah.
And absolutely. And I think that her telling me and knowing me as a person and knowing me as being an accepting person, which makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And also knowing me as an anxious fucking person. makes me feel really good about who I am as a person, as being an accepting, loving person. But it makes me so fucking proud of her.
Right.
You know what I mean? And coming from somebody who is the most loving person, and she is my biggest fan.
She is the biggest fan. Like, she,
I have never in my life known of a person to be as proud of any person ever. Especially, like, I'm getting naked up on the stage and she's screaming. Like,
she's bringing all of her friends
in shirts for our band.
I was gonna say, like, shirts for the band. They're all cutting up their shirts, so they're all cute.
Decorated with beads and
they like
gems
come in. It's
she's
so,
like, can I borrow your rhinestones?
Oh,
and like,
my God. Like the 80s show and the Queen show. They,
everything.
Not, she's not just coming to your shows. She's coming to your shows and she is showing you off to all of her friends.
Yeah,
and she, like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And she, just the history she's had and it took her a while to accept what I do. But
as I think it does.
And it should. Nobody wants to see their daughter getting naked and grinding up on stage. So, you know, she is, Purple Rain is like her favorite movie of all time. So I can't really say much on the way of, you know, the vagina leotard going right up into the lips situation. But
that was one of my favorite memes recently.
What?
It wasn't quite a meme, but it was like a screenshot of a conversation about, like, it was like this bodysuit. And it
where
the
lips
go?
It doesn't make sense.
Where do my breasts go?
Where?
Great. Now I have to...
Great. Now, body standards. Right. Yeah, I saw that. But
so,
like,
sorry.
So, no, you're fine. But all in all, my mom is a fucking hero. She has overcome a lot more than any person I've ever known. And I don't think she thinks she's brave, but I definitely do.
I think that she is super brave. And I also really love the fact that she is admitting to learning and still learning and figuring things out.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to admit that when, like, that you don't know everything.
Yeah.
But it's also such a freeing experience to be able to be like, hey, guys, I'm learning things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, as an adult woman who is trying to be an adult woman who has spent my 20s fucking lost as shit,
yeah,
and I'm finally being able to be like, I pay my bills.
Yeah, yeah. like, and now let me put in a little bit of stuff in case she doesn't want any of that stuff in this podcast.
Yes.
She has two daughters she's really proud of.
So hella proud of.
One who's super crazy mature. One who's me.
God, your sister is so fucking mature.
She's so mature.
She is so straight-laced and comparison.
I know. And she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And then there's me. And then my mom has been married and divorced twice, and she is on her own. And God, Jason Momoa, if you are listening, please come and just hang out with my mom.
Yeah, you don't even
just
have to do anything.
Like,
just
sit in the same room.
You know what? All you have to do is walk up and say, hi, and raise an eyebrow.
And, like, literally, that's it.
Done. That's Walk it. Away. Can you do that? Can you do that? That'd be great.
And that's it. Actually, I have a list of men. I'll put them on the Instagram. I'll make a list. Pop them on the Instagram
we'll
with a picture you. With a picture of her super hot bod done and done. and then also know that my mom is experienced. She's a babe. She likes to work out. She
can't. This became a like singles ad for your
yeah,
mother somewhere
it is.
In between. Yeah,
totally.
Okay.
She's single. She keeps a good house and she's got a cute ass dog. I'll post a picture of that too. And
she's a hot mama.
She is a hot mom.
She's
hot, Mama. She is. And next month's her birthday.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm good at that, too.
You are good at that.
June 7th. Betty's getting married.
I am getting married.
Smear lipstick.
And erase hell. Oh, my God. All right, bye, guys.